Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and I share it with you. And I pray for the nations and the people that have been indicated for that week on paper. Well, we start in Algeria, an Algerian Christian facing 5 years in prison for evangelistic work, awaits a court decision on his appeal. Karim Siagi, a Christian convert from Islam, was sentenced in May 2011 to 5 years in prison and fined 200,000 Algerian dinars, or about $2,500. Even though prosecutors presented no evidence or witnesses to testify against him. A judge heard Karim's appeal in November, but has not yet made a ruling. In the meantime, the police commissioner has reportedly continued to investigate Karim's case, but has found two witnesses to testify against him. Pray that Karim will receive a favorable ruling, and pray for continued strength and boldness for all of Algerian believers. In Kyrgyzstan, a Christian worker there, Narzbek Sidikov, recently had the opportunity to share his faith and to forgive the men who attacked him during an aid distribution. While the men were on trial for assaulting Narzbek, one of them asked him for forgiveness. Narzbek told the man he was already forgiven. And then during the court proceedings, Narzbek had the opportunity to tell the judge that he was a follower of Jesus, and that he had forgiven everyone involved in the incident, including those who beat him badly enough to send him to the hospital. Afterward, the attacker who had asked Narzbek for forgiveness returned to thank him. "I told him, 'Give thanks to God because God has forgiven you,' Narzbek said. Please pray that Narzbek's ministry will bear much fruit." In Nigeria, suspected Islamists attacked two villages in Borno State on December 1, killing at least 10 villagers and burning 4 churches. The attackers, thought to be members of the Islamist group Boko Haram, went from house to house in a predominantly Christian area of Chibok on Saturday evening, killing 9 Christians and 1 Muslim man. They also attacked 20 homes and a church in Chibok. The same night, extremists burned 3 churches and several other buildings in Gamboru Nagala village, near the border with Cameroon. Several police officers were killed in the second attack. State officials met with community leaders and senior church leaders on Monday, December 3, to discuss how best to help them. Pray for those affected by these recent attacks, and pray that Nigerian Christians will support their persecuted brothers and sisters in Nigeria. And finally, in India, pray for the widows and other victims of the 2008 religious violence in Kandhamo, Odisha, or Orissa state in India. VOM has been helping replace and repair homes damaged in that riot. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time, so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs. Now, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area, or any part of Illinois, in fact, and would like me to come and share with your group or one of the area representatives that is on the team with us, will come to you. We will share with you about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. I'd be glad to do that. They would be glad to do that. You can email us at diakonos3@gmail.com. Well, God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.